主呀，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣的带领、保守和眷顾。
And we thank God for His guidance and providence.
使到我们平安的度过一个星期哈，有这个机会来到神的面前来一起敬拜神。
Now we have peacefully gone through yet another week, and now we have an opportunity to worship God here.
感谢主，今天我们下午啊，按照圣经的安排教会的安排，我们继续来查考这个撒母耳记下的最后一撒母耳记上的最后一章。
And according to the church's arrangement, we'll study the last chapter of 1 Samuel chapter 31.
撒母耳记上的最后一章是讲到，主要是讲到扫罗哈，那个扫罗王，他的儿子都我们说都打败仗了，最后就死亡了。
And chapter 31 mainly talks about Saul and his three sons who have lost the fight and died.
虽然这里记载就是说短短的十三节了。
And even though the recording here is only 13 verses.
那如果我们查考一下，我们发觉到说当中也有一些我们说宝贵的教训可以提醒我们。
If we study it in detail, we will find there are many precious teachings for us.
这里说这腓力士人就跟这个以色列人来去征战。
And so here it tells us the Philistines fought against Israel.
那我们发觉到说第二节就说腓力士人就紧追扫罗和他的儿子，就杀了扫罗的儿子三个儿子。
And in verse 2, it tells us the Philistines pressed hard after Saul and his three sons were killed.
那之后呢，扫罗也受伤了。
And after Saul was also wounded.
那受伤之后呢，其实他怎么说，他叫那个跟随他的这个拿兵器的人说，你要把他杀死了，要把我杀死了。
And after he was wounded, he asked his armor bearer to kill him.
主要的原因就是说他不要给这个敌人这些腓力士人来去，就是说这些非受割礼的人来去杀死他，然后侮辱他。
And the main reason was because he didn't want these circumcised people to take him after he was wounded and use him.
那我发觉到说他这个拿兵器的这个人他不肯这样做，那最后呢扫罗就自己我们说自杀了哈。
But his armor bearer was terrified and was not willing to do this, so Saul took his own life.
所以到了第六节的时候，这里这样说这样扫罗和他三个儿子与拿他兵器的人以及跟随他的人都一同死亡。
Verse 6 tells us, so Saul and his three sons and his armor bearer and all the men died together that same day.
所以当时第七节说，当时住在那个约旦河西的这些以色列人，他们也离开。就让这些腓力士人来住下来了。
So here it tells us in verse 7 that all those west of the Jordan had fled and the Philistines had lived there.
那发觉到说第二日这腓力士人就找到扫罗和他的找到扫罗了和他的三个儿子。
And so verse 8 tells us the next day they found Saul and his three sons.
那就把扫罗的头给割下来。
And they cut off his head.
要把他的军装把他给卸下来撸下来。
And they stripped off all his armor.
那就打发人到腓力士的市境在那里说报这个信息啦，就是说这个扫罗已经被他们杀死了，
<And S 2>
已经死了。
They sent messengers throughout the land of the Philistines to proclaim the news that he had died.
就又把扫罗的我们说这个军装根据那个历代志上甚至他的那个首级，就他头也放在那个我们说那个庙里面去了。
And so according to First Chronicles, they had taken his head and placed it inside their temple.
还有他的军装
Along with his armor.
所以他就怎么说，还有他尸首就钉在那个城墙上。
And his body was fastened to the wall.
那这样的话之后呢，我们发觉到说就有一些我们说扫罗所帮助过的人这个第十三十一节说这个基列亚比的居民就拿他的尸首把他拿下来。
And in verse 11, the people that Saul had previously helped from Jabesh Gilead actually went to take his body down.
那之后就怎么把他火葬了还有把他就应该把他们的骸骨就埋在这个雅比这个地方啊。
And they burned them along their bodies and their bones and took them to a place called Jabesh.
那从这里我们发觉到说，其实如果我们看扫罗的话，发觉到说扫罗他的这个结局是挺悲惨的。
And if we look at the conclusion of Saul, we can see that it's very sad.
他被人家打伤之后，又不愿意让这个我们说这外族人这非受隔离未受隔离的人来杀他。
And after he was wounded, he did not want to fall into the hands of the uncircumcised.
那个跟他拿兵器的又不肯杀他。
And his armor bearer was not willing to kill him.
最后呢，他自己来去自杀。
So in the end, he committed suicide.
还有呢，他的三个孩子也跟着他一起死了。
And his three sons had also died along with him.
当然，那跟着他一起去打仗的也死了。
And those who had went to battle with him also died.
所以第六节最后那句话说，都一同死亡了。
So the latter half, verse 6, tells us all men died together.
所以当我们看到说他不愿意被这个我们说受隔离的未受隔离的人来杀他来侮辱他的时候。
And it tells us in verse 4 that he did not want these uncircumcised for him to fall into their hands.
其实这是一件怎么说其实这样的一件事情我们说打败仗扫罗本来是属神的嘛。
Because we know that Saul belonged to God.
那在这种情况下打败仗。
And under these circumstances, if he had lost the battle.
其实这不是一件很荣耀神的一件不荣耀就是一件不荣耀神的事情。
It is an incident that is not glorifying to God.
当然扫罗会在这里打败仗死亡当然是因为他离开了神。
But here, Saul had lost the battle because he had departed from God.
而且他这件事情已经在28章的时候我们说这个假的这个撒母耳这个巫鬼已经告诉他说他这一次跟这个非利士人来征战的时候他会被杀死了。
And we see in chapter 28 when he went to consult the medium that he was already told that he would die in battle.
所以他已经知道了他这一场仗他是避免不了必死我们说必死无疑
So he knew that this battle he would surely die.
所以他当时还是去打了这场仗。
But he still went to fight this battle.
那个问题是说他一方面他本来应该是要打赢仗的但是在这里他却打输仗而且丧失了自己的生命。
So we know that he should have fought a victorious battle, but instead here he fought a battle and lost and died.
不但只告诉我们这不是一件荣耀神的事情。
So not only does it tell us that this incident is not glorifying to God.
因为我们说这属神的人去打仗就算我们今天来去打这个属灵的征战。应该是我们说每一场仗都应该是打赢的。
And those of us who belong to God, every battle we fight should be victorious.
所以打败仗是一件我们说不荣耀神的事情。
So we know that to lose in battle is not glorifying to God.
知道说我们的神是全能的神。
And we know that our God is almighty.
我们依靠他应该能够过这得胜的生活。
And if we rely on him, we can live a victorious life.
但对扫罗来说这是他的一个我们说他的一个就是我们说亏欠神的事情。
For Saul, this was a matter that had fallen short of God's glory.
不单止他在这方面来去他自己本身就是说做的不对亏欠神得罪神。
But we know that he had committed sin against God and he had offended God.
然后你发觉到说他因为他这样去他自己本身做了这样的事情而影响到他整个军队而且甚至影响到他的孩子们孩子们也死了。
And because he had committed wrong himself, he actually affected all of the men fighting with him and his children.
我们可以看一个经文看这个民数记。
We'll take a look at a Bible verse in Numbers.
民数记的第十四章。
Numbers chapter 14.
民数记的第十四章我们可以看这个第十八节
Numbers 14, verse 18.
这里说耶和华不轻易发怒并有丰盛的慈爱赦免罪孽和过犯万不以有罪的为无罪必追讨他的罪自父及子直到三世代。
Verse 18, the Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love, and forgiving sin and rebellion. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children for the sin of their fathers to the third and fourth generation.
所以从这里让我们明白到一件事情，就是说，我们做的一些，我们说做的一些动作，我们做的一些选择，我们会影响到我们说我们的至亲的人。
And so from here, we can see that the actions that we make and the choices that we make will affect those close to us.
尤其是比如说扫罗，他是我们说不但只是国王，他也是一家之主。
And not only was Saul the king of a nation, but he was the head of a family.
那你发觉到说他因为我们说得罪神所以发觉到说这会影响到他的那个，甚至他的连他儿子都受连累。
And because he had offended God, even his sons were affected.
所以我们在这里我们要提醒自己啦，就是说我们每做的一件事情所做的一些决定，我们要想到我们周围的，我们说要想到我们周围的人。
And so we must remind ourselves here that everything we do, all the actions we take and all the choices we make will affect those around us.
在家庭方面我们做决定的时候。
And in our families, when we make a decision.
甚至在教会里面来做决定的时候。
Or in church when we make a decision.
因为这都会有直接，不单只直接影响到自己，甚至会影响到我们的家庭，也会影响到教会。
Not only will it directly affect ourselves, our family, but it will also affect the church.
这是不是一件我们说很正面的一个决定啊，我们要有这样的一个求神给我们这样的一个智慧啊。
So we need to make a very affirmative decisions, and we need to have wisdom to make such decisions.
那你发觉到说，把扫罗连他的孩子们都带在身上，我们说带身边啊，一起都灭亡了。
And so here, Saul along with his sons had died together.
你发觉到说，他死的那一刻，他还怎么说，还来去犯罪，来去得罪神。
And even at As he was dying, he had sinned against God.
怎么说呢？因为他自杀。
Because he had committed suicide.
我们知道说我们不可以自杀。
And we know we cannot commit suicide.
我们说圣经告诉我们，我们说十条诫命说不可以杀人。
And we know in the Ten Commandments it says thou shalt not murder.
我们都是人，你杀别人还是你杀自己，就是杀人。
And we are all people, so whether you kill others or yourself, you are still killing someone.
所以他一直到了，甚至到了这个程度哈，我们说他死之前的那一刻。他还来去犯罪，来去得罪神。
So he went to the point that even as he was dying, he had sinned against God.
所以发觉到说他这样死了之后他们就把他的怎么说，把他的头啊，把他的衣服就拿到那个庙里面去。
And so after he had died, they took his head and his armor into the temple.
来去怎么说？来去说来去让当时的那些非利士人知道说好像说他们的假神来去帮他们打胜了这一场仗。
And so they took these to their temple to say that their false god had helped them fight a victorious battle.
把他尸首钉在这个我们说墙坛上来去做一个好像说一种荣耀，说这次我们非利士人征战打胜。
And they took his body and pinned it to the wall as a trophy to say that their idol, their god, had helped them fight a victorious battle.
所以整个事情我们这样看下来的时候，我们就发觉到说扫罗他最后的这个结局是非常的这种可悲，而且。也不单只连累自己也 连累了别人。
So we see that the conclusion of Saul's life was very sad, and that all his actions had affected not only himself but his those around him as well.
我们发觉到说，如果我们看这个扫罗的他 这一生到他死的那一刻。
Yeah, if we look at the life of Saul up until the point where he died.
我发觉到说，他一开始的时候，他是一个。一个挺不错的一个人呢。
We find that when he started out, he was actually a good man.
我们可以看一个例子，我们看这个《撒母耳记上》的第九章。
We'll take a look at an example in 1 Samuel chapter 9.
撒母耳记上》的第九章，我们可以看一下这个第二十一节。
1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 21.
当时撒母耳要来去高他做王的时候
And at the time, Samuel wanted to anoint him as king.
他这样回答，我们看二十一节。
We'll see his reply in verse 21.
扫罗说，我不是以色列支派中自小的便雅悯人吗？我家不是便雅悯支派中自小的家吗？你为何对我说这样的话呢？所以你发觉到说，他当时是一个挺谦卑的一个人。
And we see here in verse 21 that he was actually a very humble man.
那之后当撒母耳就是高他为王之后，就是把那个我们说高他为王之后。
And after Samuel anointed him as king.
我们看第十章
We'll take a look at chapter 10.
第十章我们可以看一个例子第十章我们看这个第八节，我们看这个第六节
We'll take a look at an example in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6.
他说神的灵必大大感动他，你就与他们一同受感说话，你要变为新人。
Verse 6, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you in power, and you will prophesy with them, and you will be changed into a different person.
所以当那个撒母耳被膏了这个扫罗之后，神的灵就大大来去感动他，好像说让他成为一个新人，有一个好的开始。
So once Samuel had anointed Saul as king, the Spirit of the Lord worked mightily in him, so he could become a different person.
我们看第九节。
We'll take a look at verse 9.
扫罗转身离别撒母耳，神就赐他一个新心。
Yeah, as Saul turned to leave Samuel, God changed Saul's heart.
所以你发觉到说，这里就是说，好像说把扫罗的整个人他开始其实不错，谦卑，再加上神的帮助，好像把整个人就是说改换了一新一样。
And he started out as quite a good, humble person, and with the help of God, he became a brand new person.
就是说神开始就是说神愿意跟他来去同在。
That is to say that God was willing to abide with him.
那我们发觉到说，当他开始当上王之后不久
And not long after he became king.
有一段日子之后，发觉到说撒母耳吩咐他，你要吩咐他一些事情，他要照着来做，他开始就怎么说？就不去做了。
After a period of time, when Samuel asked him to do some things, he was not willing.
所以比如说跟这个我们说之前跟这个非利士人来去征战的时候他要等这个撒母耳来先献祭了，他才去征战。
And for example, when he was supposed to go to war against the Philistines, he was supposed to wait for Samuel to come make an offering, but he did not.
在第十三章的时候。
In chapter 13.
十三章。
Chapter 13.
那你发觉到说他当时就自己什么自己等不及了，他就开始去献祭哦。
So we see here he couldn't wait, so he decided to make the offering himself.
当时还给了一些理由啊。
And he gave his own excuses.
其实这些理由看起来都是不成立的一些理由。
And all these reasons that he'd given were actually not valid.
因为我们发觉到说他刚一献祭完的时候这个撒母耳就出现了。
And the moment he completed the sacrifice, then Samuel appeared.
我们看十三章的第十节。
Take a look at chapter 13, verse 10.
他说刚献完燔祭，撒母耳就到了，扫罗出去迎他，要问他好。
In verse 10, just as he finished making the offering, Samuel arrived and Saul went to greet him.
所以你发觉到说他可以等一等或者怎么样，他还没献祭之前可以派人或者怎么样走几步路吧，走远一点，走下山还是怎么样，周围看看撒母耳到底来不来了没有。
So before he made the offering, he could have sent some people out to see where Samuel was, down the hill around the corner to see where Samuel was.
但是他却没有这样他却去做。
But he did not do this, he just did it himself.
在撒母耳的那个跟他对话当中，我们知道说撒母耳跟他这样说，我们看这个第十13节。
And in the dialogue between him and Samuel, we can see this.
13章的13节。
Take a look at chapter 13, verse 13.
撒母耳对扫罗说，你做了糊涂事了，没有遵守神，你的神吩咐你的命令。若遵守耶和华，必在以色列中坚立你的王位，直到永远。14节。
14.
现在你的王位必不长久，耶和华已经寻找一个合他心意的人，立他做百姓的君，因为你没有遵守神所吩咐你的。所以从这里我们知道说撒母耳跟他的对话当中。
And so from the conversation between Saul and Samuel.
对撒母耳来说，或者说甚至对神来说，其实说打仗对撒母耳对神来说是一件小事情。
Actually, fighting battles to Samuel, to God, is a small matter.
重要的事情是遵守神诫命。
What is more important is keeping the command of God.
因为你当你遵守神诫命的时候，你去打仗的时候就会，我们说百战百胜。
And because if you abide by the word of God, if you fight 100 battles, you will have 100 victories.
如果你不遵守神的诫命，不打仗，你也会失败。
If you do not follow the command of God, and even if you don't fight a battle, you will fall.
所以你发觉到说，神所看重的就是这个王这个扫罗王到底有没有遵守神的诫命。
So what God looked highly upon was whether or not his command was kept.
那到了十五章，我发觉到说，再一次他要去撒母耳吩咐他要去跟，就是说他要跟这个亚玛力人征战。
And so in chapter 15, we see he has to go to war against Amalekites.
那这次的吩咐呢，就是说你要把所有当灭之物啊，都要全部灭掉，连王啊，全部都要，我们说要除去。
And the command was that he must totally destroy everyone, including their king.
啊，那他当然他就没有这样做了。
But he did not do so.
啊，他把那个王抓下来。
He captured the king.
啊，那些好的所谓的好的牛啊，牛羊牛犊，他全部留着。
And what he thought was the best of the sheep, the cattle, and the fat calves, he kept.
啊，他说可以来去什么？啊，来去献祭也好了哈。
Because he thought that I could even offer these.
啊，因为十五章十五节啊，你看他这样说。
In chapter 15, verse 15, it says.
扫罗说：“这是百姓从亚玛利人那里带来的，因为他们爱惜上好的牛羊，要献以神你们的神哦，其余的我们都灭尽了。”啊，所以他很有理由。
So he had his own reasons.
啊，他说：“哎，你神的这样的吩咐啊，好像不太好。”
He thought the command of God isn't quite good.
啊，因为有很好的牛羊啊，可以拿来献祭。
Because there are very good sheep and cattle that I can sacrifice.
但是之前撒母耳跟他啊，神的话临到撒母耳说是什么呢？
But what was the word that came to Samuel?
我们看十五章第十节。
We'll take a look at chapter 15, verse 10.
神的话临到撒母耳说。我十一节哈，我立扫罗为王，我后悔了，因为他转弃不跟从我，不遵守我的命令。
I am grieved that I have made Saul king, but because he has turned away from me and has not carried out my instructions.
啊，所以你发现到一个好的一个开始哈，他在我说在当王的过程当中啊，会怎么说转离神啊，他离开神啊。
So we see that having a very good beginning amidst his being the king, he started to turn away from God.
啊，可能你在一个我们说在一个啊，在一个位置当中，或者说你在负责一件事情当中啊，慢慢啊，如果我们不谨慎的话，我们可能啊会受影响。
And so if we are in a sort of position or handling something, we may not realize that we've been affected by something.
我们发现到说他是一个王。
We find that he was a king.
可能在他做王之后啊，这整个人的那种，我们说那种性情啊，那种啊，开始慢慢的改变，离开神。
We find that his personality, his character started to change.
他的内在啊，这个心里面的啊，心啊，内心里面出现了一些问题。
And what was inside his heart, there was an issue there.
因为之前我们提到说，神给他一个心，中文圣经说，神给他一个新的心啊，就是新心。
Because in the Bible, it told us previously that God had given him a new heart.
在这个服事，在他当王的过程当中啊，这个新心啊，已经开始我们说变坏了。
But as he was being the king, his new heart had started to become corrupt.
所以他连神的这个，我们说神的吩咐，神的这个诫命，他都可以不遵守了。
So the instructions, the commands of God, he started to disobey.
那最后你发觉到说，神就完全的离开他。
And eventually we saw that God completely left him.
所以到了第十六章的时候，我们发觉到说，神就离开他，就有这个恶魔的灵来到他那里。
And so we see that in chapter 16, in verse 14, that the Spirit of God departed from him and an evil spirit came.
所以这样的一个我们说一个转变哦，从一个很好的开始，这样完全的变。
So we see this a big turning point from someone who has a good beginning to someone who has been changed.
所以那神的我们说这个恶魔啊就来捣乱他。
And so this evil spirit started to torment him.
那直接一直我们看下去的话，你发觉到说，那时候他所想到的哈，那事情是什么？就是要来追杀大卫，就是要杀大卫。
And so if we keep looking, we can see that what he was always thinking about was how to pursue and kill David.
来到最后的时候，差不多最后这一战哈，要跟这个我们说非利士人来去打的时候，他去怎么样？他说他去要去求问啊，他很着急啊，着急到什么程度？去求问这个巫女哈。
And so in the battle with the Philistines, he was so panicked that he actually went to look for this medium.
其实当他在位的时候，是要把这些我们说国中这些交鬼的事情啊，行邪术的事情要把它除掉。
And actually, earlier in his reign, he actually needed to get rid of all the spiritists and mediums in the land.
看二十八章的第九节。
We'll take a look in chapter 28, verse 9.
应该说第。第九节哈，那妇人对他说哈，你知道扫罗从国中剪除交鬼和行巫术的吗？你为何陷害我的性命呢？使我知死。 所以在扫罗当王的时候，已经是说把这些事情把它给除掉。
So we actually know that when Saul was king, he had actually cut off all the mediums and spiritists in the land.
所以当时我们说交鬼啊，这里说的交鬼行邪术是关乎到我们说所谓的，我们说他们说去招那个魂回来的事情，就说人死了之后，看有没有办法把那个魂把它给招回来啊。
And he consulted a medium, which is him asking to call back a spirit.
当然一个人死了之后了。
But we know when someone dies.
我们知道说是没有办法回来的。
We know that there's no way for them to come back.
因为人死是没有办法回来的，所谓回来的那个一定是我们说魔鬼的工作。
The so-called returning of the spirit is the work of the devil.
所以甚至当时啊，扫罗跟这个所谓的撒母耳在对话当中啊。对话当中
So when Saul was conversing with the so-called Samuel,
我们知道说这都是不可能是我们说这个真撒母耳回来了。
We know that there's no way this could be the true Samuel.
因为人死的时候，那个我们说那个灵魂就回到神那里去。
Because when a person dies, their spirit returns to God.
我们说等着神的审判呢。
And they await
the judgment of God. 是没有办法说让你回来啊，没有办法回来。
So there's no way for you to return.
Okay, 所以我们发觉到说扫罗已经来到这样的一种我们说这样的一种非常我们说迫切或者说已经无路可走了
And Saul came to this point where he had no way out
所以他就来去找这个去找这个巫女啊
So he had come to this witch, this medium
所以那个重点就是说他的内心里面的一种改变了
And so we can see there is something that's changed inside his heart
所以当他跟那个撒母耳跟他告诉他的时候你不遵守神诫命的时候撒母耳是怎么来去说他的呢
And so when Samuel told him that you had not followed the instruction of God, what did Saul say?
我们看这个撒母耳记上的第十五章。
We can take a look at 1 Samuel chapter 15.
撒母耳记上第十五章，我们看这个二十二节。
First Samuel chapter 15, verse 22.
二十二节哈。
22.
撒母耳说：“神喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。”哈。二十三节
，verse 23，
悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，顽梗的罪与拜虚神的偶像罪相等。你厌弃神的命令耶和华也厌弃你做王所以我们常常会来去看到这个经文
So we often see this Bible verse.
当时撒母耳跟扫罗这样说。
And at the time, Samuel told Saul.
所以神所看重的是什么？是看重我们是听不听神命令的人。
What does God look highly upon? Whether we listen to His word.
是不是一个顺从神命令的人
？And do we obey His commands?
一个人开始不顺从神命令的人，就是说他的内心里面开始出现一些问题。
And when we do not follow the commands of God, then we see that there's an issue in our heart.
这就是一种我们说。悖逆跟或者说顽梗的一种行为
And this is a sign and an act of rebellion and arrogance
我们要有这样的一个明白
So we need to have this understanding
这里说我们看二十三节
We'll take a look at verse 23
就说悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等
For rebellion is like the sin of divination
顽梗的罪与拜偶像的罪相同
And arrogance like the evil of idolatry
如果我们在就业的时候，如果一个人是行邪术的话，或者是拜偶像的话，结果是什么
？If we look in the Old Testament, if someone was practicing divination or practice idolatry, what was their result？
就是用石头把他打死最基本就是说要把他治死。
And the very basic punishment was that they'd be stoned to death。
所以这个罪这个我们说这个顽悖逆跟顽梗是，如果以我们今天来说，严重来说，是好像一种致死的罪一样。
So if we are very rebellious and very arrogant, then these kinds of sins could lead to death.
所以这不是一种我们说很轻微的一件事情。
So this is not a matter to be taken lightly.
因为在旧约的时候，行邪术拜偶像的要被打死。
Because in the Old Testament, practicing divination and practicing idolatry would lead to death.
如果我们内心里面的悖逆跟顽梗的话其实严重来说是神我们说怎么说？严重来说是一种致死的罪
And if there is great rebellion and great arrogance in our hearts, then this sin will lead to death.
所以我们要来去审查我们的内心。
So we need to search within our hearts.
我们要看得清楚到底是一件怎么样的一个我们这个人的那个内心到底是一个。 怎么一回事啊？我们在神面前到底是怎么样？
And we need to look clearly within our hearts and see how we stand before God.
我们会不会因为我们的环境，我们所处的一些环境当中或者因为我们现在是做一些什么重要的，我们说在一些重要的岗位上会影响到我们这个内心已经不再谦卑了，比如说。
And could the environment around us or any important positions we may hold have possibly changed our hearts.
所以这会导致我们整个人在神的面前可能就已经变质了。
And this might lead us to, as an entire person, become corrupt.
所以我们要特别的谨慎我们要小心。
So we must be very vigilant and very careful.
我们不要好像扫罗这样。
We must not become like Saul.
他的开始其实是不错，但是他的结局呢就非常的悲惨。
His beginning was not bad, but actually his ending was very, very sad.
如果我们看这个历代志上这个对照的这个经文我们看历代志上的第十章。
We'll look at a parallel passage in First Corinthians, First Chronicles chapter 10.
我们看第十章，我们看第十三节还有第十四节。
10 verse 13 and 14.
第十三节还有第十四节。
Verse 13 and 14.
这里说。这样扫罗死了，因为他干犯神，没有遵守神的命令，又因他求问交鬼的妇人十四节
verse 14
没有求问神，所以神使他被杀，把国归于耶西的儿子大卫。
Verse 13, Saul died because he was unfaithful to the Lord. He did not keep the word of the Lord and even consulted a medium for guidance, verse 14, and did not inquire of the Lord. So the Lord put him to death and turned the kingdom over to David, son of Jesse.
所以当他没有遵守神的诫命的时候最终的那个结果就是什么？就是死了。
And he did not follow the command of the Lord, so in the end, his result was death.
不能够遵守神诫命，神离开他，他所做的是什么？就是找交鬼的事情，也不可能会去找神会去求问神。
And he did not listen to the command of the Lord, so the Lord departed from him, and he went to seek a medium.
他的结局是非常可悲的。
So his result was very sad.
最后我们看一个经文很有意思，我们可以思想一下。这个经文我们自己来去怎么说来去想一想
So finally we'll look at another passage so that we can think about it
我们看这个传道书第七章
We'll take a look at Ecclesiastes verse 7
传道书
Chapter 7
第七章
Chapter 7
传道书的第七章我们看这个这第八节
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 8
我们看 看第八节他这里这样说事情的终局强如事情的 起头我们先看第一段
We'll take a look at the first part The end of a matter is better than its beginning
所以中文看起来那个我们说神所要看重的就是什么我们的最终的结局是怎么样
So what God looks very highly upon is our conclusion.
所以他说事情的终极强如事情的起头。可能一开始的时候你比如说我们的那个条件是很好。
So perhaps when we begin our journey, we have very good requisites.
其实我们每个人在奔走天国道路的时候那个条件都是一样神给我们的条件都是一样。
And actually, the conditions under which we must journey on this spiritual journey are all the same.
最重要的就是说我们要保持这样的一个条件能够走到最后。
And God has the same requirements for all of us, and the most important is that we walk to the end.
所以事情的终局是神所看重的。
So what, how a matter ends is what God looks highly upon.
神是公平起头，大家都一样。
And God is fair, and all of us start in the same place.
但是神所看重的是什么？是我们的终局。
But what God looks highly upon is the ending.
所以我们在这方面我们应该要来去思考这样的一个问题。
So we should consider this issue.
我们今天在奔走天国道路，我们活着的时候还有这个机会了。
Today, as we're journeying this heavenly, going on this heavenly journey, we still have an opportunity as we are alive.
我们常常用神的话来去怎么说？来去勉励我们自己，来看看审查自己。
And we often should use the word of God to examine ourselves.
看看我们自己，我们内心我们这个人，这整个人现在是一个怎么样的一个人
？To examine our hearts and and what kind of person we are.
我们会不会是一个我们说悖逆，还是一个悖逆的人，不听从神话的人？
Are we a rebellious a person that does not listen to the word of God?
如果我们这样审查，知道我们的过失，我们应该来到神的面前来求神来帮助我们。
If we are like this, we must come before God to ask Him to help us.
因为神所看重的是我们最终这个人是怎么样。
Because what God looks highly upon is, in the end, what happens to us.
所以扫罗的那个结局是一个不好的结局。
So Saul's conclusion was a bad one.
所以我们应该怎么样？这个第八节下半段这样说，下半段这样说，我们应该存心忍耐。
So the latter half of verse 8 tells us that we must be patient.
胜过居心的骄傲。
Because this is better than pride.
所以看起来如果我们这样说那个扫罗他在那个我们说献祭的事情上。
So when Saul was making the sacrifice,
如果他能够忍耐一下等到这个撒母耳来的话。
If he could have been a little more patient and waited for Samuel to arrive.
看起来他就能够我们说过了那一关就能够遵照神的诫命来去做。
If he had, could have passed this one obstacle and followed the command of God.
但是他却没有这样来去做。
But in fact, he didn't do this.
所以这个第六节我们说第八节的最后一句他说胜过居心的骄傲。可能这里告诉我们就是说有个指明让我们明白到说他当时他这样做这样的一件事情其实内心里面是有骄傲的。
So the latter half of verse 8 tells us that this patience is better than pride. So it might tell us that actually Saul had some pride in his heart.
所以他才这样来去做这样的一件事情。
And that's why he did this.
所以我们在我们的信仰生活当中。
So in our life of faith.
所以我们要来去常常审查自己我们要来去明白到我们是不是一个谦卑的人，是一个有忍耐的人。
We must examine ourselves and look if we are a humble person, someone who is patient.
有些可能有一些话或者说有一些事情我们所做的可能会指向让我明白到说可能外人看不到但是我们内心里面可能知道说我们是不是一个骄傲的人。
Perhaps there are some things that happen or some things we do that other people may not see but that tell us that we are a proud person.
那如果我们这样来去看这个经文来去解释他的那个献祭，在献祭上来去得罪神的话，那我们就有点，我们说有点提示让我明白到说，原来他应该当时做这样的事情是因为骄傲。
And if we take a look at this Bible verse and look at what Saul did, when he was making the sacrifice, we can see that he had some pride in his heart.
所以我们希望我们不要不怎么说，好像扫罗这样了。
And so we hope that we are not like Saul in this way.
希望我们终局都是好的。
We hope that our conclusion will be good.
不是好像扫罗这样，我们说，怎么说？死了，也没有一个好安葬的地方，他们要把他火葬了。
So even after he died, there was no place he could be buried, but they had to burn him.
因为其实以色列人他们有个习惯，就是说一般来说他们不会火葬。会火葬那个人。
The Israelites would generally not cremate anyone.
他走到这样的这个地步其实是非常的可怜。
So we see that they had to burn his body, and that's actually a very sad event.
求耶稣帮助我们。
So may God help us all.
从这个扫罗的身上，让我们学习到作为彼此的提醒。
And so from the life of Saul, that we can remind one another.
我们来一起唱诗结束。
Let's sing a hymn to conclude.